Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And we're back, folks. Joe Sinclair here on the mat side reporting. I'll be at Blue Demon Wrestling. We're at 132 pounds where Bryce Leshen just picks up his Central Decatur opponent at 132 pounds, slams him to his back, gets chest to chest, and with 16 seconds gone in this first period at 132 pounds, Bryce Leshen working a kind of a reverse headlock right here. And I think his opponent, if Bryce can get chest to chest, will be able to get the pin. But nope, they're out of bounds, so it'll be a three-point near fall. That's a 5-0 advantage for Bryce Leshen. Joe Sinclair here for you on 96.7 KIIC and the live stream on KIICradio.com, where the Albion Blue Demons have just completed a thorough thrashing of the Davis County squad by a score of 60-12. We are now competing against Central Decatur. We're in the second match of this one. Shadow Leshen had a real quick pin at 126 pounds to start it off for the Blue Demons. That makes this team score 6-0 on Shadow's first period pin. And that was a nice effort there on that pin, wasn't it, my broadcast companion here?
Absolutely. It looked good. That's what he does.
Shadow looks very good out there tonight. Now we got Bryce Leshen on the mat. He's got a half Nelson in on the right side, chicken wing in on the left, walks the head on the left side, drives it over, he gets chest to chest, goes to the double chicken wing now.
It's and deep.
He's it's got the done. Pin. 106, call that pin, for Bryce Leshen. Bryce Leshen doing a great job there for your Blue Demons wrestling squad. Gets the job done. That's the second pin in a row for the Blue Demons. They lead now 12-0. At 138 pounds, Blue Demons are going to send out Blake Lawless. His Central Decatur opponent will be Brennan Short. Do we know anything about Brennan Short?
I have no idea. Don't know if he's an upperclassman or a lowerclassman.
Albia is the home team in this duel. This is a triple contest here. Four teams represented here today. Albia wrestling Central Decatur on the mat on the south side of the gymnasium, the north side mat, where Albia just got done beating Davis County. It's Davis County against Pleasantville. Blake Lawless now on his feet after the whistle in the first period, 132 pounds. Wrestlers are on their feet. Albia's Blake Lawless takes the shot. Nice sprawl there by Brennan Short. Now a nice job there getting in.
Deep single.
Yeah, worked a good angle on that single leg.
Yes, he did. He's been wrestling good over the last few weeks. There he goes. Takedown for two for Blake Lawless.
Blake Lawless gets the takedown. Now he's got the chicken wing in on the right side. Bars the arm on the left. Riding parallel. Gets his opponent broken down. He's on the mat. That's Brennan Short. For Central Decatur, Albie's Blake Lawless.
Trying to turn him here.
He's going to run that, isn't he, there?
Oh, he's getting that far arm. Now he's going back to a half.
Got the half on the left, the chicken wing on the right. Now he bars the arm on the left, gets that chicken wing.
That's deep. Now he's trying to pull him back.
Going to chin him back. The chin back there by Lawless isn't going to work. And we've got a little bit of a clock issue, I do believe.
They've been wrestling for longer than 10 seconds, I believe.
There's a double chicken wing. He's chest to chest. If he can get his hip sunk there, back, and he does.
He's sunk deep now.
That should be a pin for Blake Lawless here. First period action at 132
there
pounds.
It is.
There it is. Three in a row for Albia. 18-0 the score.
I couldn't tell you the time on that because the clock's kind of messed up.
I think they might have been off by exactly 1 minute. I think that was a pin in 1 minute and 30 seconds. The clock showed 1 minute and 30 seconds on there. I think they started that clock with 3 minutes. And they're working on that clock right now, folks. I'll be ahead 18-0. Three first period pins in succession by Shadow and Bryce Leshen and Blake Lawless. All of them came in the first period. Shadow's was the quickest, and Lawless's was the longest. Now we're going to have 145 pounds.
Caleb White.
We've got Caleb White out on the mat. He squares off against Darren Martin at 145. Joined here in the broadcast booth by Doug Osing. Doug Osing, father Griffin Osing. We'll see him out there at 160 pounds here in a little bit. Now Caleb White gets in on a little bit of a long shot. Good sprawl there by Reed. And I don't think he's going to be able to score from this position, even with that fantastic Kelly, Doug.
No. Nope. He's got underhooks. Central Decatur kid does, so it kind of knocks that fabulous Kelly off.
So we are out of bounds now. We'll reset it. And we've got a clock problem. I see what we're doing. We're going off of this clock over here. 1:28 remains. 1:28 here in the first period. We've got two clocks right next to each other.
Hey, you were looking at the wrong one too, weren't we?
I was.
Nice deep single.
Oh, yeah. Good job there. Good job there by Caleb White. Two-point takedown. Got in on the single. Switched off the double. Tackles him at the corner of the circle. And if you guys don't think that there's a corner on a circle, you come down here to Bloomfield and you'll see just exactly what I'm talking about. The corner is where this I-beam that supports this gymnasium is right in front of my face, Doug.
Yeah, it's a big corner, isn't it?
It's a big corner. All right, we're off the mat now. Scores 2-0. Caleb White leads with a first period takedown. He covers his opponent, Darren Martin, from Central Decatur. Albion on top, team score 18-0, with pins at 26, 32, and 138 pounds.
Trying to work that chicken wing. Trying to bar the other arm up. Kid's not moving much on bottom.
Not a lot of action going on there right now.
Riding tough. Caleb sure looked good in his last match, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, the Albie squad, they came out
on fire.
On fire against Davis County. They won every contested match except Hughes at 152.
And Hugh looked good.
Yeah, Hugh looked good there. He
just got caught.
Got caught there in the third period. Good match there. Right now it's 2-0 with 13 seconds remaining in the first period. Caleb White riding Darren Martin from Central Decatur trying to lock up a cradle. With 4 seconds to go, he's got to get off of that. Breaks him down with a deep waist ride. Moves up onto the shoulders, and as time expires, we'll go to the second period with a 2-0 lead. And Caleb has a lot of matches like this, just a control match, a lot of 3-2, a lot of 2-0 first period scores in Caleb's matches. Very much a control-type wrestler.
Absolutely. He's in every match that he wrestles, no matter the competition.
There's a sit-out switch. Locking hands by the Central Decatur wrestler.
Oh, take down Kelly right to his back.
Took him down to his back with a Kelly. Gets the reverse half in.
Oh, got it deep.
Got it deep now, and he's chest to chest. It should be a second period pin here for Caleb White. Caleb, good job there by Martin. Got his arms through, just kind of swam through that.
Three-point
near fall. Score now 8-0 for Caleb White. They did give him an escape prior to the Kelly. So instead of just getting a two-point reversal, it was an escape, a takedown, and three back points for Caleb White. He leads now 8-0. Now White on top, riding back on the hips. A stall call against Central Decatur. Just kind of clammed up there, not doing anything there, Doug.
No, he hasn't been doing much the whole match. I'm surprised it wasn't called earlier.
There's an escape by Martin. Really, Caleb just cut him there.
Intentional.
Just cut him there with 55 seconds to go. Caleb's going to try to hit something there.
Oh,
there's
Kelly
the Kelly again.
Right to his... Oh, just missed it.
Nice job there by Martin.
Had him roll back for a second.
Yeah, Martin just rolled through that thing. Now Caleb cuts him again. That makes the score 10-2. And Caleb at the edge of the mat. A little chippy there, Doug. A little chippy. Martin here, I don't think she's used to getting beat by a margin of 10-2. And pretty rough tie-up there by Martin. White in on a single leg. Martin sprawls. They're back to their feet in a tie-up at the edge of the mat. White tries that Kelly again. A little bit too long, a little bit too extended, and with 25 seconds to go, White's a little bit out of position for this Kelly that he's trying to hit. Now he gets back to his feet. Underhook there by Martin. Martin doesn't know what to do with Caleb White right now. He's used to, I think, just kind of muscling these guys when he gets them in that position. Really a pretty stout-looking 145-pounder there.
Yeah, he's stout.
A lot of muscle on that Central Decatur kid. And there,
take you down.
There's a no takedown, a headbutt by Caleb White. They both shot at the same time. Caleb White did a nice job dropping his level, folks. And when he dropped his level, instead of them butting heads, forehead to forehead, Caleb's forehead hit Martin
like right in the mouth.
Right in the mouth, and Martin was kind of knocked senseless. I think he's spitting teeth right now, Doug.
Well, he could be.
Yeah, I think he's
if
over
he
there.
If he is, he's drinking them down now because they just gave him a drink of water.
They gave him a big drink of water. He goes over, and he's going to spit some teeth and blood into the garbage bin there, the official ride on it. And Caleb kind of hesitated right there after the headbutt if he would have kept the pressure right up there, but he might have been knocked a little bit dizzy too. We've only got 7.9 seconds left in this
second period.
Caleb White on top by a score of 10-2. And I don't think, I was going to say Martin wouldn't be quite so chippy now, but he is. He's just, now Caleb White in on deep single leg, trying to get behind with 1 second to go, can't get it done, but he leads now 10-2. We'll go to the third period. Martin takes the down position. The Central Decatur wrestler with the red singlet with the white stripes down the side. This wrestler has double knee pads on.
Starting up, third period.
Starting in the third period. It's a 10-3 score. Caleb just cut him there before the period started. A 7-point advantage for Caleb White now. He's looking for that takedown to get this major decision. Oh, good in deep on a single leg. Goes to a double. Gets the 2-point takedown at the edge of the circle.
Just more aggressive than the Central Decatur wrestler.
Yep, and now a little bit more chippiness. And Caleb White cuts his opponent again, makes the score 12-4, an 8-point advantage for Caleb White. He's on his feet with 1:30 to go in this match. 145-pound match going on right now, folks. We're bringing it to you live from the Central Decatur Comets versus the Albia Blue Demons. We're in Bloomfield, where Albia has a big 18-0 lead. Three pins to start this match at 126, 132, and 138. We're now wrestling 145 pounds, where Caleb White, with 115 to go, is on his feet.
Has the major right now.
He's got the major right now. There is 1 point for Caleb. Caleb got caught in an Olympic headlock. Caleb White on his back now. He leads this one 12-6.
He's tough to pin. He has them double-jointed shoulders.
He's got 1 minute to get off of his back, folks. He needs to get his arms threaded through. Caleb White, big major decision win in here. Was in deep on single leg. Looked like he was going to get a takedown. Martin just muscled him over, puts him in a headlock. Caleb White is on his back with 45 seconds to go. Needs to fight his way off, trying to get out of it. That headlock is in there tight, Doug Osing.
It's tight.
It's in there tight.
But he has leverage. He's keeping that shoulder up pretty high.
He's keeping his shoulder up, but with 32 seconds to go, man, Martin doing a good job by covering Caleb's mouth to cut his air off with that arm that he's got in the Olympic headlock. So the headlock being applied, Darren Martin at 145 pounds for Central Decatur knows what he's doing. He's got 16 seconds to pin Caleb White. He's putting his arm over his mouth, cutting off Caleb White's air. Caleb's running out of air with 10 seconds to go. Oh, can Caleb hang on, folks? He wins if he doesn't get pinned. There's 4 seconds to go. Caleb White fighting off of his back with 2 seconds to go. He's going to win. Wow, what a match, folks. Caleb White wins by the score of 12-9. He was leading that thing in control, got thrown to his back in a headlock in what seemed to be a certain Albia major decision victory. And
turns in just a regular decision.
Turns into a regular decision. That makes the score 21-0. That was exciting, folks. Caleb White, big lead against Darren Martin from Central Decatur, gets thrown to his back on a headlock, just kind of came out of nowhere, but he did a great job fighting off his back, and he was on his back for an entire minute.
Yeah, he did a great job. Like I said, it helps that he has them double-jointed shoulders. He's awful tough to pin.
At 152 pounds, Albia does not send out Hugh Sinclair, injured there in that last match, 21-6 now, with the forfeit for Albia at 152. Now, Doug, here comes Griffin Osing, talented Albia wrestler, state competitor last couple years, senior competitor out there, and let's see if Central Decatur is going to send out Colton Ranney at 160, and they are. So it's Ranney for Central Decatur. and Osing for Albia. Albia leads this one by the score of 21-6 after a forfeit at 152. There's a tie-up at the center of the mat. Osing trying to get an angle on the left side. Works around to the right now. Gets a tie-up. Shoots in on a single leg. Head to the outside. If he can switch to the double, he should have the takedown here. Really hard crossface in there by Ranny is effective, and Osing has to get off the leg. Now an underhook by Osing. Gets the angle on the leg again. The underhook prevents him from getting the takedown. And we're 30 seconds into this 160-pound match. Griffin Osing on his feet against Colton Ranny. Now there's a double underhook by Osing. He's got the leverage. He tries to bear hug him up. If he can just bull rush him here, there's the country. He gets behind. Doesn't get the throw, but does get behind for the takedown. And looked to me like he was going to be able to work that old
just about cow, had it, didn't he?
That it was going to be a cow catcher, and then it was going to be a country, and it wound up just being a two-point takedown. Osing leads now 2-0. Hard crossface there by Osing, trying to take Colton Ranny down to his base, down to his belly. There's Ranny. Gets to a sit-up position, and Griffin just cuts him.
Just lets him go.
Lets him go with 45 seconds to go. 2-1 the score. A little hand control action there by Griffin Osing. Wrestlers are on their feet at the edge of the mat. I guess that would be the corner of the mat that we're looking at around this pole. Oh, nice ankle sweep by Griffin Osing. Gets a two-point takedown with 28 seconds remaining. 4-1 the score. Osing on top at 160 pounds. This match being brought to you by Quality Ag Service on the new old highway west of Albia. Quality Ag for all your agronomy and feed needs. There's Griffin Osing with a 4-1 lead. Goes out of bounds. 12 seconds remain. He'll just try to ride out Colton Ranny from Central Decatur here. Albia on top of this one, 21-6 as we wind down the final ticks of this first period at 160 pounds. There's a deep waist ride in there by Osing off the whistle. Stand-up attempt by Ranny. Now he tries to stand-up switch with 3 seconds to go. Osing back on the legs. No scoring there, 4-1.
Good first period.
Excellent first period. Once again, a little control there by Griffin Osing. And I'm impressed, with Doug, with this Central Decatur squad. They're all in shape.
They're all burly. They're all strong. I even noticed that in the JV matches. Them kids are built.
Griffin takes the down position to start the second period. He gets set. He's covered by Ranny on the left side. His first move is a stand-up off the whistle. Taken back down to the mat by Ranny. Ranny's out on an arm. Now Osing back to his feet. Ranny drops down to the leg.
Got the whizzer in.
Now Osing's got the whizzer in. He gets the one-point escape. That makes the score 5-1. Now Osing trying to put a half in the front. Gets a tie-up. Little snap down. Snap down, tries to spin behind, but a nice job by Ranny getting in there tight on a single leg after the snap down by Osing. 5-1 the score. Osing trying to get a leg while Ranny's in there on the single leg. And nice job by Griffin Osing with the pressure on and gets around behind, gets a takedown after it looked like Ranny was going to score two. 7-1 the score now. Nice job by Griffin. Okay, here we go. Wrestlers are on their feet now. Osing just cuts him with a minute to go. Tries an ankle pick there. Sprawl by Ranny. Now Ranny with a shot. I tell you what, there's no quitting the Central Decatur kid at 160 pounds. He's keeping the pressure on. Of course, Osing putting the pressure right back at him. There's a shot.
Oh,
he's got
deep.
The bear hug. He's got it in deep. He's going to have to drop down the leg. Gets a double leg. Gets a half house in on the way down. Slams his opponent's head into the mat on the way down. And that was perfectly legal and perfectly fine. Couldn't quite get him turned over, but that two-point takedown makes it 9-2. Power half on the left side now for Griffin Osing. He's got Colton Ranny broken down on his stomach at 160 pounds with 28 seconds remaining in the second period. Now, there's a stall warning against Ranny now. And, boy, I really like to see the aggressiveness of this Albia squad here all the way through all evening. It's been
getting that cradle in. Opposite side cradle.
He's got the cradle in. He's going to have to try to throw it over the other way because he's out of bounds the way that he wants to throw it.
Oh, it's tight.
He's got it in there tight, but with 7 seconds to go, he's going to have to drag him into the mat without losing that cradle, and we're going to run out of time. There it is. He whipped that suicide cradle over, and right as time expired. So we're going to go to the third period. Big seven-point lead for Griffin Osing.
Both starting up.
Going to start in the up position. Neutral.
9-2 is the score.
Griffin Osing on the mat at 160 pounds. Takes a shot. A little bit far out. Back on their feet now. Hand control there by Osing. Inside tie on the right by Central Decatur. Wrestlers back out. Get separation. Adjust their headgear. On their feet like two cats. It's Osing from Albia. Ranny from Central Decatur. Osing with a 7-point lead, 9-2. And they're out of bounds off the bat.
Well, now they got it back 7-2.
I believe it's nine. And so does Mark Halverson, the official. He goes over to talk to the scorer and let him know that Griffin Osing has 9 points. There, they got him back up there. Yep.
Schofield was on that, too.
Yep. Hey, these scorers got a lot going on. Their cell phones are going off. They've got girlfriends and pizza places to call.
There's a quick
ankle pick
for two by Osing.
11-3 now, so that's an 8-point advantage for Griffin Osing with a minute 21 to go. Let's see if he tries to ride him and get a pinning combination or if he's going to cut him and try to take him down again and extend that 8-point lead. Sometimes you see if you try to ride him for an entire minute and a half period, can't get him turned over. A lot of times kid will, while you're working, be able to get that escape and take that 1 point off the board on the team score because an 8-point win's worth 4, 7's only worth 3 on the teams. So, but Griffin riding him tough here with 55 seconds to go in the third period. He's a little bit high and looks like he's just going to...
Might just cut him here.
I think he's just going to cut him, keep that arm. And that's what is going to happen. 1 point escape for Ranny. That makes the score 11-4. So Osing going to have to take him down here in the next 35 seconds to get that major decision. 4 points for the good guys. And there's a out of bounds outside the circle. We'll reset it. Both wrestlers on their feet with 26.2 seconds. Wouldn't be surprised to see that ankle pick. Boy, he faked it.
He had it.
But Ranny was waiting for it. His first step was back as fast as far as he could jump was Ranny. And Osing was coming hard trying to get that ankle pick. There's a tie-up. A little pummeling. Trying to get the inside tie. Both of them. Now they get separation. They're near the edge of the mat. Osing gets hand control. And with 2 seconds to go, we're going to go to the end of this one. 11-4. That's a 3 points for the Blue Demons. Makes it 24-6 as we go to 170 pounds. And Doug... Seen Brett Leshen out here competing. He's kind of had the injury bug, too.
Yeah, and he's had that bad knee.
All these Blue Demon wrestlers that were dinged up and sick, I like the way that they're wrestling here tonight in Bloomfield. It's like they know what's coming up in February, and that's tournament time, and they're getting themselves tuned up and ready to make it happen.
Yeah, getting healthy again. It's big this time of year.
There's a single leg shot in there by Brett Leshen. Shot from a little bit too far out, but he works it. To his advantage, he's out there against Dallas Walker at 170 pounds. And Walker in danger of getting tied up in a cradle, and there it is.
It is, on his back.
Yep. Brett Leshen counting back points with cradle. If he can get outside a little bit and get the knee in the ribs, I think he might be able to elevate and get that cradle to work as a pinning combination. But nice job kicking out by Walker from Central Decatur. Brett Leshen has to give it up 5-0 to score now with that three-point near fall. One of those cradles, it wasn't in there super, super tight, and he...
Enough for a three count.
Yeah, he couldn't quite improve it while he had him on his back, and now it looks like he's just going to cut him, and he does. That makes the score 5-1. There's a minute 15 to go here in the first period. Brett Leshen on his feet against Dallas Walker from Central Decatur. Walker from Central Decatur on his feet, adjusts his headgear. Leshen gets to a low position. Looks like he's going to try to work an angle and shoot in there on that right leg. It's kind of angling towards that way as we count down through the first minute gone in this first period at 170 pounds. There's a shot in there on the right leg.
Brett's long and lanky, just like Brett.
Yeah, Brett's arm was out just a little bit, and the kid was able to get his thumb in his armpit and stop his shot that time. Brett's pretty quick on his feet, though. With 30 seconds to go, I think he's going to try to snap him down here and get behind. There's the tie-up. Be a great place for snap down the way he's extended right there, Doug. Just snap him down and spin behind. And there's a single leg, goes to the double leg, dumps him to his back, to his butt. He rolls back onto his stomach. Two-point takedown with 10 seconds to go for Brett Leshen. We're at the edge of the mat. Brett can't really work a pinning combination because he took him down so close. But here's a cradle with 4 seconds to go. If he can keep him in bounds, we're going to run out of time. So 7-1. 7-1 after one. 7-1 after one. Albia leads by the margin of 24-6. And Albia has won every competed match. The Central Decatur squad picked up forfeit points at 152. And I think the Central Decatur squad, they're not a bad-looking team. This is really the first kid that we've seen wrestle tonight that wasn't a really muscular, thick weightlifting type of fella. He's more like same body style as Brett, maybe not quite the tone and the physique.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Right now, while we've got blood time out, let's thank some of our sponsors for their Albia Blue Demons.
Edward Jones in Albia, Sheraton Valley Electric Co-op, Dr. William Adler, Benton Place Apartments.
Also, Hammer Medical, AgriVision John Deere, the Monroe County Hospital, and Southern Iowa Technologies.
Tharp Funeral Home, Jim and Charlie's, Leffler Dirtworks, Mick Furniture.
Hey, that Mick Furniture, they're guaranteed to be the biggest furniture store on the west side of Albia Square.
Yes, they are.
All right, we're going to start wrestling again now after a little blood timeout. Brett Leshen starts the second period in the down position. Stands up, gets hand control. He's either going to get a stall call or an escape, one or the other there, Doug. There's the stall call. Looks like he might get both. There's the stall, and it might be another stall here pretty quick. Yep, we're going to see a stall call here.
Should be a point.
There's a point. There's the stall call. And now the escape. So that makes the score 9-1. Brett Leshen leads this one here in the second period with 1:30 remaining. Albia on top by the score of 24-6. Blue Demon wrestlers have shown a lot of poise here tonight as we wrestle at 170 pounds. It's Brett Leshen on the mat for the Blue Demons against Dallas Walker from Central Decatur. Oh, ankle pick in there by Leshen. Goes to a two-legged dump. Takes him down at the edge of the mat. They go off the mat after the two-point takedown, and that's an 11-1 score now for Brett Leshen. See if he cuts him or going to try a pinning combination. Walker gets set. Leshen covers to the left side. I want to thank everybody listening on 96.7 and those listening far away on the live stream on KIICradio.com.
There's an arm bar. With the chicken wing, let that go.
Couldn't quite get that arm barred and the chicken wing at the same time on this tall, lanky Central Decatur wrestler, Dallas Walker.
Looked like he's working for that cradle again.
If he can get his arm through in the back, he's a little bit high, but he's in position to get a cradle.
Uh-oh,
and it doesn't matter how high you are if you get that cradle locked up. But good hand control there by Walker. Wipes off that cradle, and now a butcher being applied by Leshen.
To a cradle.
Butcher to
there
a cradle. That is a great move, butcher to a cradle. You put the butcher in, folks. It's a tilt move, and the wrestler has to post his leg in order to stop that butcher from working. And when he posted his leg, immediately Brett Leshen swung that long arm around the left side, locked up a cradle, not super tight, but enough to get a three-point near fall. Now he's going to do it again. Leshen not going to be able to pin him here, but he's going to run that thing up to 17-1, and that is a technical fall for Brett Leshen in the second period. 5 points for the good guys.
29-6.
And really a dominating performance there by Brett Leshen. One escape point for a pretty talented Central Decatur wrestler there.
Oh, absolutely. He did that the other night at Cardinal. You don't see kids tech falling very many other kids in the first period, and he did against the Sigourney kid the other night.
That's right. Dalton Folker's having an outstanding senior season, folks. He's wrestling this one at 182 pounds. Once again, Folker's a real muscular kid. Until he spends a lot of time in the weight room. from the neck all the way down to the toes. That kid there is all muscle.
He's wrestling out. Trenton Wells at 182.
Trenton Wells is a real good wrestler. I believe he's a ranked wrestler in Class 1A. And Wells on his feet against Folkers. Wells a real tall, lanky, again, but a pretty muscular kid. There's a front tie up there. Wells gets a front headlock in, puts a whizzer in. And there is a... Are they going to give him two?
Nothing. No control.
Nothing. There was no control there.
That was close.
It was close.
They had the Oklahoma in there for a second. Out of bounds they went. Both on their feet again.
Sometimes that out of bounds stripe is your friend, and sometimes it's your enemy. That time there we were... good job there on a shot by Wells
good
and a reshot
control.
By Folkers. Wells got in there on a shot. Folkers, just like a cat, grabbed his wrist. Wells out there with quite a bit of tape on, Doug Osing. There's a taped knee and a taped right wrist. There's a shot in there by Folkers. Gets behind, elevates. If he can drag him back to the mat, it's going to be a two-point takedown. Gets down on the leg. Could be a stall call on Wells for fleeing the mat here as well. There's the mat.
Two.
There's two-point takedown. Wells gives it up with 105 remaining in the first period. It's a 2-0 lead for Dalton Folkerson. Wells thought he was going to be able to get off the mat there. Couldn't quite do it. Folkers is going to cut him. So we'll start on our feet on the whistle on the restart. 2-1 the score now. So Wells backs out. Folkers with the pressure. Now they get separation. It's Wells for Central Decatur. It's Folkers for Albia. The wrestlers are on their feet in the first period at 182 pounds. There's an ankle pick by Folkers. He's in deep. Gets the trip. Wells, once again, tries to jump out of bounds.
Two again.
Folkers drags him back onto the mat. And that was the exact same style of takedown as we saw in the first one. Folkers got in deep, got down on the ankles. Wells tried to hop off the mat, flee the mat, and Folkers takes him down at the edge of the mat. Now we're off the mat. Out of bounds, 4-1 the score with 30 seconds to go.
Good job by Dalton.
It's first period wrestling action. Joe Sinclair and Doug Osing for you on 96.7. This live wrestling broadcast being brought to you from the Davis County Bloomfield Gymnasium, where Albia is up against Central Decatur. If you're just joining us, the Albia Blue Demons put a knot on the noggin in the conference match with the Davis County Mustangs. They won that one 60-12. 60-12, that was about as good as I can remember Albia beating Davis County in a long time.
That was a thrashing.
I don't know
that Davis County expected that.
I don't think they did. There's a sit-out by Wells, and I think that's a good job by Dalton getting behind.
Around.
Wells does get a hold of the ankle on that sit-out, though. Folkers tries to put the leg in. He gets the leg in on the left side. If he can keep that leg through the crotch, I think Wells is going to come out the backside, and he does. And Dalton does a great job getting away to give up one instead of two. So it's 4-2 now with 4 seconds to go. And give Wells credit there. He worked that short clock.
Oh, great ankle pick right at the buzzer.
So we're going to go to the second period with Albie's Dalton Folkers on top by a score of 4-2. Dalton gets his choice. He's going to take neutral. So actually, Dalton did not have the choice. Wells took down, and Dalton elected to go neutral. So that is an escape point for Wells of Central Decatur. That makes the score 4-3. 4-3 now. It's Albia's Dalton Folkers on the mat in the second period. He leads Trenton Wells by the score of 4-3. A couple of ranked wrestlers on the mat here in Bloomfield. It's Albia's Dalton Folkers, Trent Wells from Central Decatur. And there's a nice bit of aggression there by Trent Wells. Tried to bull rush Dalton Folkers. Got the underhook, but they go off the mat before any scoring can happen.
Yeah, that was after a nice ankle pick attempt. Almost at it.
Folkers doing a good job focusing on the midsection and
another,
the hips.
Another ankle pick try by Dalton.
There's a stall call against Wells. So Wells gets an ankle pick now. Now Wells drops over to the back, tries to grab the ankle of Dalton Folkers. Folkers is in there deep on his own ankle. If he can get his head loose, his head's in the crotch right now. He needs to get his head out,
head out,
to a double leg.
Two.
He gets a head out, gets the double leg, and gets
two.
Behind for two.
5-6-3.
6-3. Dalton Folkers trying to roll up. Now we got a stalemate with 50 seconds to go, Doug.
Good match.
Excellent match. Want to thank all of our great sponsors back home, including Bluff Creek Archery, Community First Credit Union, and Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home. As we start a restart here in the neutral position, 6-4. Folkers just cutting there. So Vernon Wells has gotten four escapes to three takedowns for Dalton Folkers. We're in second period action where the score is 6-4. There's that angle pick again by Dalton.
Goes in deep for two.
And looked like Wells gave it up a little bit easier that time.
Well, he went from an ankle pick to a double. Had no choice to go to his belly. Otherwise, he was going to his back.
Folkers right now with 20 seconds to go with the deep waist in on the right, or excuse me, on the left side. Tries the head in the hole on the right. Gets the elbow straightened out. I think he's going to be able to get that head in the hole. But Wells uses two hands on his one hand and tries to pull that arm back in. There's 7 seconds remaining. It's going to be difficult for either wrestler to score or improve here in this second period. We'll go to the third period, 8-4. Dalton Folkers, four takedowns against four escapes by Vernon Wells. Trenton Wells. I'll be just very, very stacked, very, very talented all the way from that. The middleweights are a terror for opposing teams. Third period, we're going to start in the neutral position.
Ice ankle pick attempt.
He goes to the double leg. The front headlock there by Wells. He can't make that work.
There's two.
And there's a two-point takedown at the edge of the mat, and we're off the mat.
Great job by Dalton. Stayed with it.
Did a nice job, an ankle pick. Wasn't there. Went to a double. It's 10-5 now. He's going to cut him to start this restart with 1:40 to go. A 5-point advantage for Dalton Folkers. He's putting on a takedown clinic, folks, here in Bloomfield.
And this is a good wrestler he's wrestling.
This kid's ranked that he's wrestling. And
another takedown.
Yeah, that was kind of a fun shot there. Wells came in, took a kind of a high shot, and Folkerts. Oh, nice Granby roll there by Wells, and he gets out of it, gets a 2-point reversal, and Folkerts is on his stomach now, trying to get to his base, while Wells trails now 12-6. And Wells, man, he's really working hard on top, Doug. And with 1:06 to go,
he's running out of time, and he's down six.
He's down six, and Dalton Folkerts on his base now. Corkscrew ride there by Wells. Wells looks like he's going to try to break him down with an ankle pick now.
Dalton's just waiting for a mistake so he can get to his feet.
Gets to his feet, gets loose.
There it is.
13-6, a 7-point lead now for Dalton Folkers. If Dalton can get a takedown here, that'll be a major decision. He leads right now by 7. Two more. There's an ankle pick. Goes to the double leg. Got his head in between his legs again. But Folkers does a good job staying with it. Gets the 2-point takedown.
Textbook.
Yeah, that's textbook. A 9-point lead now for Dalton Folkers. He's going to try to turn him with the chicken wing. He's got chicken wing in on the left side, folks. Wells posts his right arm, takes it away. Folkers riding parallel. Tries to get the arm barred on the left side. And Wells just stretches his arms out. And they're calling stalling on
Dalton.
On Dalton. Man, with him being on his stomach and stretching his arms out there, Dalton was trying to bar the arm on the left side. And Wells just stretched his arms out where Dalton couldn't reach him, and Dalton got stall call.
I don't always understand, but.
Now we got a caution on Wells for jumping the whistle.
Wells going down. 12 seconds left in the third. Folkert's up 15-6.
Stand up there by Wells, taken back to the mat by Folkers, and with 6 seconds to go, Wells knows that he's beat. He's going to give up a major decision to Dalton Folkerts as time expires. 15-6 the win for Dalton Folkerts. That's 4 points for the Blue Demons. Makes the score 33-6, Blue Demon fans. Let's see what Central Decatur sends out at 195 pounds, Doug. I think we're probably going to counter here maybe with Jacob West. Jacob West on the mat at 195 pounds. He picked up forfeit points for the Blue Demons in the Davis County match. And really, I would, folks at home, if you've watched Albia Wrestling the last couple years, I think you'd about have to include in the running for the most improved wrestler of 2013-14 of Jacob West.
Yeah, he's done a fine job. He's been in some tough matches. He always comes out with his head up, win or lose. He does a great job. Always gives 100% effort.
Yeah, he's been a big part of this 29-3 record for the Blue Demons. And we're underway at 195 pounds. Jacob West, Albia, Trace, Carson, Central Decatur. West tries an underhook. Carson backs out of it. Now West in on single leg. Elevates, trips at the edge of the mat. Can't quite get him in. And
Had it deep. Had him. All he had to do was pull him in, and the kid's momentum took him out.
Yep, they were off the mat when West took him down. So Jacob West rejoins the center circle with Trace Carson. Albia leads this one, folks, 33-6. We're at 195 pounds. We're Albie's Jacob West.
Oh,
nice snap down
by.
There. Slide by. And there's a...
Oh, and a reverse. Right
there's
back.
There's a switch. Switch for West.
And another switch
and
for...
And a re-switch. But I don't think... I think West... Ooh, West needs to get off his back, folks. He hung on to that switch a little bit too long. No,
he's
rolled
got
through it.
It.
West
got
rolls through
on his back.
That was roly-poly, folks. A couple rolls and a re-roll. Jacob West is on top right now. Getting back points. I think he's got two so far. Trying the half Nelson now. He had him chest to chest in kind of a headlock move.
Oh, he's jumping out to the other side. He has that half in deep. He's going to drive it. He's pushing
it. Oh, there's
over.
Plenty of time for Jacob West to sink his hips, get chest to chest. Not
more
too heavy.
Back points.
He needs to settle. Settle back. There he's chest to chest.
Now
got
he's
half
settled.
Reversed. And Trace Carson from Central Decatur is on his back.
In trouble.
It's a 5-2 advantage for Jacob West. He's going to get three back points there. Makes it 8-2. And that was some roly-poly action in the first minute and a half of this match. There's the switch again by Carson. And that switch is working for Carson. But he gets chinned back. West chins him back. And that sit-out, Jacob West is getting caught a little bit high on that sit-out, folks. And that time there, he was able to chin him back. The first time that Trace Carson hit that sit-out, he was too high again. And,
you'd love to yell at him, give up one, not two. Bell on a couple.
There's that sit out again.
There
and
it
once
is.
Again.
It's
Jacob
tough.
West. I tell you what, these two wrestlers are so evenly matched. Jacob West is either on his back or he's got his opponent on his back. And it looks like Carson is going to come out on top. He's got Jacob West on his back with four seconds to go.
Left.
It's going to be a 4-5 point move now. And good job there by Jacob West not getting pinned because that was close.
That was very close.
And they're going to have to fix the score. I don't believe that it's 13-7. I think it might be either 9 or 11-7. That was a fast flurry of action, though.
He had two sets of back points.
Well, that's the second period, folks. And if the score is right, that was 20 points scored in the first period. And I think that's the most all year.
I think so, too.
And that is going to be the score, 13-7. Now West with a sit-out. That doesn't work. Carson takes it away. Now, I guess Jacob West broken down. West needs to get to his base, Doug.
He does. He needs to get to his base, up to his feet, get out of that. Too much rolling around.
And there's a hard crossface by Carson as West gets a switch in again. Now West gets to his feet. Carson's a little bit high. He brings him back down, locks his hands, and rolls through. And Carson rolls himself to his back. Rolls alertly over onto his stomach, but Jacob West turns him over.
Now he has that half in. Oh.
He's a little bit too high. There's that switch. He gives up two on the switch. Folks, this is
back and forth.
This is back and forth.
There's
a switch and a re-switch.
Switch.
It's going to be 17-9 now.
And
there's a
re-switch. Switch.
Oh, and Jacob West needs to just give up right here.
Go to his stomach.
Go to your
Go
stomach, Jacob.
Go to the stomach.
He needs to. There's a really nice switch in there by Carson. Both of these wrestlers are hitting the switch really good.
And, he needs to let go of that leg and get his arm out and go to his base now.
He can't quite get out there, and he's going to be on his
West
back.
West is on his back.
And with 52 seconds to go, Carson is in there pretty close. He's in there pretty close.
Oh, it's getting close.
It's getting close.
He
I'm afraid
Jacob,
Jacob West needs to get his arm through. Swim out, Jacob. Get your arm through and swim.
Go hard the other way.
It's 36 seconds
tough.
To go. It's going to be tough.
It's tough.
Jacob West on his back right here at 195 pounds. He's led this whole match, but he's going to be pinned here with 26 seconds to go. The official right on top of it and calls it with 20 seconds to go. That was just That was sunk
it was
in there.
Bound to happen.
That was sunk in there pretty tight. Jacob,
one of them was going to get pinned there.
Yeah.
And all the rolling around, switching and reversing they were doing.
Jacob not real happy about that, but he put in a good effort for the Blue Demons. They lead now 33-12 after that pin. And we're going to see Carter Isley out here now at 195. And you'd have to say
220,
this.
220.
220. Excuse me, 220. 220. 195, we just saw Jacob West. And I'd say this is the first kid that Central Decatur's trotted out that isn't in real good shape.
No, and I don't think he really wants to wrestle Carter too bad, the way it's looking.
Well, folks, at home, if you've got somebody that you're listening to on the radio, make a bet how long it's going to take Carter Isley to pin Jacob Rauch from Central Decatur.
There's a takedown right on the edge. A
little slide by right there on the edge.
Out of bounds.
Carter takes him down 13 seconds into the match. Looks like he's just going to cut him. Nope, he's going to try to. He looks over at the coach to see what he should do, and the coach is just nodded. I think he's going to try to pin him right here. All right, there's Half Nelson in on the left side. Rauch takes it away, posts, arm barred on the right side. Half Nelson in on the left. Now Butcher being applied by Carter Isley. Isley working hard on top with 1:30 to go in the first period. Now he gets the chicken wing in on the left side. Chicken wing on the left side drives it.
Right to his back, and he's
stuck.
And that's
it. Call it in 36 seconds, Doug. So, folks at home, if your wager with your friend or family member that you
collect.
Were listening to this match was 36 seconds, you
owe me 10, don't you?
I think you can collect on that. I was guessing 37 seconds. It's like Price is Right, closest to without going over, huh?
All right.
All right. Now we got Trevor Blackford out there. The score now is 39-12. Blue Demons pick up 16 points there on that pin. And Dylan Wasson is out there against Trevor Blackford. So Trevor Blackford did a real nice job in his first match. Very nice job by Trevor Blackford in the first match. Picked up a big pin for the Blue Demons.
Big pin.
Yeah, that was one I think Central Decatur didn't think that they were going to get. We're at 285 pounds. It's the big boys. Trevor Blackford, kind of in a inside tie right there. Gets a little bit lower hip position than Dylan Wasson, his opponent. Now Wasson tries to get inside. They're just pummeling at the center of the mat. And 30 seconds have gone by in this first period, and neither wrestler taking a shot yet, Doug.
Nope, they're filling each other out. Some of them big boys do that occasionally.
Yep, yep. There's a reach in there by Trevor. Reached for a leg there. A snap down attempt by Wasson. Nice job by both wrestlers countering those two shots. And there's a
out of bounds.
Kind of inside leg shot there by Wasson.
Still both on their feet. Minute to go in the first.
Trevor Blackford, Albion Blue Demon, 285-pounder.
There's a nice slide by the Central Decatur kid.
Slides by, gets behind, and takes Trevor Blackford down. Blackford now on his stomach. Power half attempt there by Wasson with 47 seconds to go. Blackford posts his right foot. Power half in on the left side. Now Blackford trying to get to his base. Very heavy, Dylan Wasson, keeping the pressure on.
There's a hard cross face to a cradle.
Cross face to a cradle, and with 30 seconds to go,
it's
Trevor Blackford
too.
Needs a kick. He needs a kick out right now. Wasson's got the cradle locked up, but he doesn't have him turned to get back.
Oh, he's lost it.
And nice job by Trevor Blackford kicking out of that one. Hits a sit out. Wasson's just a little bit too high, but gets back behind, gets on the hips, and breaks down Trevor Blackford, leading 2-0. It's Central Decatur's Wasson. With 10 seconds to go in the first period, on top of Trevor Blackford from Albia.
Trevor's done a nice job staying off his back that first period. Kid had that cradle in tight. He did a nice job stretching and kicking out of it.
This live high school wrestling action being brought to you on 96.7 KIIC. Joe Sinclair and Doug Osing on the radio. Looking out here to our left, where the second period will start with Trevor Blackford in the down position. He gets set. Wasson covers
him. He needs to get to his feet.
And Wasson just kind of powers him to his stomach to start this second period. Now Blackford gets to his base. Tries to sit out. Nice job there by Wasson. Gets behind. Now Wasson puts the power half in after breaking down Blackford.
Trevor's doing a good job looking away from that.
Yep. He wipes it off. And now an inside cradle attempt, or outside cradle attempt by Wasson. Sprawl there by Blackford. Takes it away. And Trevor Blackford.
Kid's out in front.
Going to get a stand up here. If he can get to his feet, he's out.
There
and he's
is.
Out. 2-1.
Good job. Good job, Trevor. Way to fight through that.
Good contingent of Albia Blue Demon fans here looking around the pole, trying to get the eye on their Blue Demons. See a lot of the Blue Demon fans moving over to the other side of the gym to take that pole out of view.
Oh, Trevor's in behind. Oh, kid caught him.
Kid caught him with a headlock. And with 55 seconds to go, Trevor needs to get his arm through. Boy, he's in tight spot here, guys.
Oh, just caught him.
Caught him. Trevor was in deep and kind of got his hips a little bit too far under him. And instead of elevating that leg, his opponent, Wasson, was able to put a headlock in and just kind of
caught the arm,
caught the arm. 39-18 now. Albia leads by 21 points with three matches remaining. And there's Storm Little gets 6 points. So Albia wins their 30th duel of the year, folks. That's 30 wins against 3 losses as Albia has an insurmountable lead. Kyle Sinnott gets the forfeit at 106. That makes it 51-18. And
Storm got the forfeit at 6, and Kyle Sinnott got the forfeit at
13. So we got a double forfeit at 120 pounds. And that'll be it, folks. Albia wins this one by the score of 51-18. And, Doug, we've seen this all year. Albia's middleweights just dominating every opponent that we see. Every once in a while they'll sneak out a win or two. But top to bottom, those middleweights for Albia are just outstanding.
Yes, they are. We got some young kids at some lower weights and some young kids at some bigger weights. Yep. But you wouldn't know they're young kids because they are good.
Also want to thank some more of our sponsors.
Quality Egg. Joe knows something about that. Summers Insurance. Dewey Motor. People State Bank. Albia Motor.
Also got the First Iowa State Bank. Hy-Vee. Lathrop Construction. Those fine folks over there. Titan Machinery. And Summers Car Credit. And we're going to have a nice little break here because the Albia Blue Demons mowed right down through their competition. So we'll give you the rundown here real quick, folks, before we kick it back to the studio for a few minutes. We started off this one at 126 pounds. Shadow Leshen got the pin. Albia was on top 6-0. Bryce Leshen also with a pin, followed by Blake Lawless with a pin. And quickly, Albia was out front 18-0. At 145 pounds in a one-sided match that featured Caleb White getting caught on his back with a minute to go in the match, he wasn't able to fight his way off of his back, but he was able to prevent getting pinned. And what was a one-sided match turned into a narrow victory for Albia at 145 in one of the most exciting matches of the night.
Yeah, it was. Maybe that's something that he can learn from.
That's
it's
right.
It's a great learning experience there.
Well, those 3 points for the Blue Demons ran the score to 21-0. Central Decatur received a forfeit at 152. And then at 160 pounds, it was Griffin Osing with a 11-4 decision. And at 170, it was a technical fall for Brett Leshen. At 182 pounds, it was
Dalton
Folkers. He got the
over a ranked wrestler.
Yep, he got the major decision, 15-5, wasn't it? Yeah, 15-5. At 195 pounds, Jacob West took the mat. Had a little bit of bad luck in a really tight match. I believe he was leading when he got pinned, and that made it 33-12. At 220 pounds, a pin for Carter Isley made it 39-12. Trevor Blackford had bad luck at 285, and then a couple of forfeits for Storm Little at 106 and Kyle Sinnott at 113. A double forfeit by both teams at 120. And your final score, Albia 51, Central Decatur 18. So with that, we'll send it back to the studio, and we'll have some commercial messages. Joe Sinclair and Doug Osing will be back here in just a couple minutes, so don't go anywhere. We're going to continue to bring this live high school wrestling coverage to you here tonight. Next up, it'll be Albia versus Pleasantville.